Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings and UFC's most notorious icon, stepping back into the octagon this Saturday. Be sure to check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, for a shot to turn $1 into $257. That's right. New users, you can bet $1 on McGregor to win by knockout in the first round. And if he does, you're cashing $257. You bid a little, you win a lot. It's that simple. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up, and you can turn $1 into $257 if McGregor wins by first-round knockout. That's code KSN for new players. A limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, believe it or not, the 2021 early enrollees are making their way to campus. Doesn't time just fly by?
This, with everything going on, this is yet another thing that really snuck up on me. You know, these guys are college freshmen now. You saw at least some of them had arrived over the weekend. I'm not sure if it was all seven or not, but these guys are on campus and they are starting their college football journey right now. Let's hope for their sake that the 2021 early enrollees get a little bit more of a head start than the 2020 guys did.
I hope so. We hope things improve. Let me just go through the list. I have seven of them. I think this is the full list, Dustin. Kalen and Kobe King are coming in. They are the twin brothers from Michigan. Kalen is the cornerback. Kobe's the linebacker. Christian Vaiu, I know a lot of people are excited to see him. He's the quarterback. Landon Tangwell, very highly regarded offensive lineman. Jeffrey Davis Jr., he is the cornerback, right? And then yep. Rodney McGraw, the defensive end. Nate Bruce from Harrisburg, right? He's the offensive lineman. Those are the seven guys coming in. And I know the 2021 class has not been much heralded, but first of all, looking at that group of seven, are there guys in there who are capable of contributing pretty quickly?
Of those seven, I mean, I am really interested in what's going to happen with Landon Tangwall. I think Kalen King would be the next, maybe most ready. And I know behind the scenes, just hearing from people who know Nate Bruce, he's got an expectation that he might have a shot to compete early at a guard spot. Kalen King, I think, is, you know, you think about that depth chart is pretty loaded at cornerback. So it might be tough in that regard, but you know, with his ability, you know, special teams and all that, I mean, there are some possibilities for him. Kobe King, you know, that linebacker depth chart's in pretty good shape. I think he's going to need a little bit of time to, you know, maybe improve his quickness a little bit. He's going to have some work to do there. And they've got a couple other linebackers who did not play as freshmen last year who are in the pipeline already. Christian Vaiu, obviously developmental. Jeffrey Davis Jr., I think he's more developmental. He's less prepared as he steps on campus than Kalen King is. Rodney McGraw, 6'4", 235. You know, well, they got him at 6'5", 255 now. But I think maybe I'll be curious to see his development because there are some opportunities there, but I wouldn't bank on him playing as a freshman. My list here is really maybe two names, and my focus is on Landon Tangwall because having gotten to – speak with him for an extended period of time last off season, seeing that he's 6'6", 300 pounds, knowing that he is a very much loves the technique side of things and is always fine tuning. He has been, he has taken a professional approach to his football really since seventh or eighth grade. He's 6'6", 300 pounds. I'm not sure in terms of his upside. I don't know that he's a left tackle. I don't know that he's, you know, a fluid enough athlete to be a big time lock it down, you know, be a high draft pick type tackle. But I think he is perfect for right tackle. And my suspicion, you know, and he's willing to do this, my suspicion is if he shows a lot, he might be able to get himself in the mix at that right guard spot this year. I think he's got the game for it. I know he's a little long, but Will, you know, kind of like Will Fries, I think he might be an interesting name to throw into the mix there at right guard.
That would be interesting because typically on the offensive line, you don't see players step right in and play as freshmen. You mentioned Christian Vaiu at quarterback. The quarterback is not going to step in as a freshman and play immediately, but because of the position, he is a quarterback. A lot of people are interested in his development. There's a little more to his story, though, too. He did not play in his senior year, correct? It was his school didn't play the season?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. So it's before that, you know, last offseason, I think he did more good than bad. I think you saw him at the Elite 11 competition and he wasn't quite up to par with some of the other big name guys, but I think, you know, all the tools are there, Jim. I think he can move pretty well. I think he's got a nice, quick release. I think he's got plenty of arm strength. I've heard, you know, in the past, just a perfect Mike Yurcich quarterback is a little bigger guy, a stronger arm guy. I don't know that Penn State's going to change their philosophy so much, but Vaiu's somewhere in between what Penn State has wanted for the last 4 or 5 years and maybe what Mike Yurcich might want. So it's interesting now with the offense change that maybe he becomes a little bit better of a fit.
It's also interesting with this entire class, Dustin, that it's coming in early, I think we can all agree, is good for their football career, for their development. But what's interesting is they're not the only freshmen who are going to be here for spring practice. All the players from last season who missed spring practice as true freshmen, or they get that free do-over. So there's going to be a lot of other players, I'll call them second-year guys, who are still going to be freshmen. There's going to be third-year guys who are listed as redshirt freshmen, and all of those players missed spring practice last year, as did everybody. What does that do? And you throw in, you know, some of these new coaches and the new offensive coordinator. What's the effect of that? I don't know. I know it'll affect something. I'm just not sure how.
I don't know that we really have a good sense yet. You could maybe ask James Franklin about the rhythm, the timing, if or what the NCAA might do to kind of ease scholarship concerns. You know, if it might be a thing, like if the school wants to pay for the additional scholarships, maybe they can do it. But it does create this bottleneck situation where I think Penn State was kind of fortunate in the regard that this was going to be a small class anyway. And to have guys maybe hanging around for an extra year. I think the effects of that free year of eligibility have not yet been felt to the fullest. Like you think about the guys that Penn State had who technically had, whether they were true seniors or redshirt seniors, they technically had another year left. Not many of those guys chose to hang around. So maybe in the end, it kind of all starts to even out a bit, but you know, right now you're going to have a lot of freshmen, redshirt freshmen, because like you said, that, you know, a lot of freshmen, their eligibility was put on hold last year.
And that's going to be where the bottleneck will happen, I think, Dustin, is because last year in the, try to get my years correct, these new freshmen are from the 2021 class, and there were only, I believe, 15 or so of them. Last year, the 2020 freshman class, wasn't that the one where there were quite a number of them, like 27 of them or so?
Yeah, it was 27 and 28 last year, yeah.
And because there were so many of them, and a lot of them we called projects, you know, high upside guys that Penn State was taking a chance on, we heard. They were development players. It's almost as if you could take that 27 plus this 13 and come up with 40 guys, you know, competing to be freshmen who can make a difference. It could be pretty crowded.
Well, and then you think about into the future too. You're going to have that they're all going to move together as sophomores. Then they're all going to move together as juniors, and then they're going to be the foundation of the team. And then they're all going to, you know, as many of them stick around for the full 4 or 5 years, they're all going to be faced with that same kind of redshirt decision and stuff, you know, whether to come back or not. So it changes the rhythm and the timing of managing your roster for the next 3 to 4 years. And I don't know that anybody really knows the full extent of that just yet.
I don't think they do. Everything is different. And I think what you're going to see is transfer portal on steroids, because there's only so many positions. And if you start to be buried, you know, with 40 freshmen, and someone's got to be, you know, ahead of somebody else, which means somebody has to be behind. And I believe there's going to be incredible player movement over the next couple of years. You think that's a fair theory?
Yeah, I do. Because obviously the more guys that you bring in at the same position in the same recruiting class, the more likely you are to have guys who kind of see the writing on the wall faster. You know that to happen at the quarterback position pretty early. That's happened really since the NCAA opened up the whole transfer market in the first place. But now what you essentially have are two recruiting classes being treated as the same recruiting class when it comes to eligibility. So you're going to have more situations where it's young guy versus young guy, and one guy's going to get a leg up early in their career. One guy is going to feel slighted, whatever. You're going to have more of that. So I think there could be more movement, and maybe that movement is what helps shake all this stuff out. I don't know. It's going to be fascinating. I don't know. We've never really seen something like this.
Dustin, among these, this class of 21, let's get back to them for a moment. I wanted to ask you, who are the guys that may not have been so highly ranked, like a Landon Tengwall? Who are the guys that maybe we should pay more attention to? I know you mentioned one of them in Nate Bruce. Are there any others?
I like the two safeties. I like Zaki Wheatley and Jalen Reed. I think Jalen Reed's going to contribute pretty early, but those two guys are pretty exciting to me. And we'll see. I mean, Khalil Dinkins, the tight end, is another one. Real player, a gamer at tight end.
Okay, there's a couple interesting names for us to keep an eye on going forward. It's always exciting when these new players show up on campus, and you know they all are hoping they're the guy who's going to make an impact early. So we shall see. That is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
UFC's most notorious icon is back. Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on McGregor to win by knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.